Good evening, everyone. Welcome to RP Channel. It has been a while, and it's about the time to start talking about Thunder basketball. We had an eventful off-season with all kinds of changes, as we all know. Nevertheless, I feel it's an interesting change for the Thunder season. Today, we had the first time we could actually see what our new Thunder players are going to be up to in the white and blue scrimmage we had today. Unfortunately, the public was not allowed to watch them live, but thank goodness that they had it live streaming on the Facebook. What did I see? Basically the same old thing. I think the ball was not going into the basket, but nevertheless, I felt the defense was surprisingly good. Compared to the prior scrimmages, especially when we had Paul George and Carmelo and things like that, I felt the defense today was a lot better. But nevertheless, the offense was still not sharp enough. I feel the baskets were getting off the rim and they were not really going in the hole, if you know what I mean. I felt people like Gallinari was not in good physical condition. He was, running out of air pretty soon. I felt, above all, I felt the person who looked to be in pretty good shape was the newcomer, Bazley. He looked pretty good, actually. Tiefer Ferguson looked to be much stronger. And as one of the commentators said, looked to be a little taller as well. So you never know. I have been a little bit disappointed with Hamidou Diallo. He just looks the same same as he was last year. I just don't see much of a difference. Just not sharp enough. I feel that Shai Alexander has signs of excellence, but still he was also a little bit on and off. Chris Paul was Chris Paul. Nothing was too surprising. Neither was he playing a very instrumental role. Neither was he too sluggish. He was just being himself. Not very impressive, but just himself. A little bit older. What can you say? Didn't get to see much of Robertson. And who was the other? I just don't think anybody really stood out. But yes, Nerlens Noel was playing pretty aggressively. I was impressed. Adams was still pretty rusty, but nevertheless showed glimpses of excellence. Having said all that, having watched prior scrimmages and things like that, I feel the prior scrimmages, they played much better. But eventually, the team didn't play well in real time. It's exactly the opposite here. I think in the scrimmage, they did not play as good, but I feel they are working towards a goal, and I feel in real time, they probably would play better when it comes to real game time. Didn't get to appreciate much of Mike Muscala. I forgot to mention, actually the person who really looked pretty decent was Schroeder. So I feel the strong points today would be, if I was going to pick some of the players I would really like to keenly watch their progress, would be Schroeder, Bazley, Shai Alexander, Ferguson, and hopefully Adams. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But that's my update for today. I feel the scrimmage is a good time to do the update. Our first preseason game is going to be in Tulsa. Unfortunately, I can't go there. It's going to be televised. It'll be interesting to see how they play against the Mavericks. Win or lose, it'll give us a pretty good idea how they match up with another team, because this is still they are playing. The scrimmage is not a real storyteller. It'll be wait and see. I'm optimistic. Nevertheless, today was not the best, display of skill. But I still remain very optimistic. I feel that we would fare a whole lot better than what majority of the folks feel. That's all for right now. Please stay tuned, and we'll give you a further update after the first preseason opener against the Mavericks in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Have a great night, folks.